How's it going, guys? So today I wanted to talk about the value that you bring to the table, your specific skill sets as a marketer. So one of the main reasons why I got the gig that I did was because I'm kind of like a one-man army. And when I say that, it's because I am proficient in Illustrator, Photoshop, Premiere Pro. I've done multiple email campaigns through AWeber, Constant Contact, MailChimp. I've built several different websites. I've done a little script writing. I've participated in sales. I'm a very well-rounded marketing director that has skill sets in all the areas needed. You know, SEO, I just got done taking another course. It changes the game when you have all these different skill sets underneath your belt. As a marketing director in general, it's easy for us to just be like, okay, graphics guy, you know, hook this up, website guy, be sure we update this post, email campaign manager, be sure you send this out on time, this is what we're going to throw out there, merchandising, store reps, be sure this display is on point. But have you really had a full taste of everything that you're in control of? How good are you at executing all these little tasks? Are you one to just know what needs to be done, or are you one that can actually do it? You know, people call in sick all the time, or people leave the job. You know, sometimes teams below you, your coworkers, they find other paths to go down, and next thing you know, you're high and dry, and everybody's looking at you. Wouldn't it be really cool if you can be like, you know what? I got this. I know what I'm doing. I can handle it. I really think it's important that if you're going to go after something like being a marketing director, you really need to practice what you preach. And when I'm not good at something, I tell them straight out, look, I know nothing about, you know, X, Y, Z, but I know a whole hell of a lot about A, B, and C. So when it comes to X, Y, and Z, we need to outsource that, or I need to find someone that can solve that. But it's very, very rare that I have to do that, because I've, ever since, you know, 2008, ever since the early Facebook days, I call it, or, you know, during the fan page boom, I got all into it. I was playing shit, moving things around, clicking on buttons, trying to figure out how to turn an image on a website to a clickable image. What's the source code on that? I began to really enjoy learning about website development and about HTML coding. I like really, really enjoyed it. I mean, it's just the geek in me. But the next thing I knew, I was able to create custom landing pages and squeeze pages. And then I got an AWeber account. And, you know, they're free up to a certain number of subscribers. I started playing with that. I started learning about embedding codes to drop in forms. I started learning about how to manipulate the background of the form. I started learning a little bit. I started taking my Photoshop skills a little bit more seriously. You know, before I had Photoshop, there's a really cool software out there. It's free. It's called Pixlr. I don't know how many of you heard about it, but it's pixlr.com. And it's a user-friendly, image software, I guess it's a graphic software, online. And a lot of the functions, a lot of the tools are closely related to the ones that you would find in Adobe Photoshop. And through that, I started making my own, banners, my own Facebook covers. And I just, it's something that you really have to want to learn in order to be, you know, good at what you want to sell. I mean, if I'm going to tell you, oh yeah, I can turn your business, your $1 million business into a $25 million business, this is what you need to do, X, Y, and Z. I think a lot of people can do that when you think about it, you know. Let's decrease our cost in spending, and let's increase our production. Let's do some good promos. Let's, you know, hire the right people. I mean, it's kind of easy to talk a lot of shit and just say what needs to be done versus actually knowing, having the experience in doing what needs to be done. That's where the real value in people comes into play. Some of the most, you know, more important people in my life bring tremendous value to my life because they have this experience. They have this insight that I don't have, and I rely on them to learn off of them. You know, I'm one of these guys, like, you know, over the weekend, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with Udemy, or it could be Udemy. I'm not really sure how they pronounce that, but it's Udemy.com, and it's an online tutorial classroom setting type of website where you can learn just about anything under the sun. And I rely heavily on it for Adobe training. And even just recently, I took a really great SEO module. It was only $10, but it completely added a lot of knowledge to my very limited knowledge base already. You know, I knew what was, you know, what qualified as technical on-page SEO, you know, the imaging and alt tags and you know, H tags and stuff like that. But this really kind of helped me fine-tune the difference between broad keywords and long-tail keywords, and how to do keyword validation, and free sites and tools to use, what metrics to really pay attention to on Google Page Insights, you know, stuff like this. Like, it wasn't the shortcut of, you know, the 10 steps to proper SEO or anything like that. It was really good content, and you know, but I found myself, you know, before I knew it, 3 hours had gone by, me behind the computer, and I had about 10 pages of notes, and I had to stop and say, okay, let's review. And then from my notes, I did a Word doc. I transferred everything to the Word doc, and I made it so it was like old high school notes with, you know, I forgot the format, but we reviewed the Roman numerals and then the ones and the twos and the A's and the B's and the C's and all that. And I broke it down because I can pass this on to somebody, or I can share this document with someone, and I'm confident in the way that I wrote it that, you know, it's instant value to someone that wants to learn about SEO, about search engine optimization. It's great. And, you know, after I finish this course up, I'm going to be confident. I'm going to say, you know, now I'm worth this much more because I know this much more, and I'm going to practice this much more, and I'm going to apply what I've learned this much more. And I know tomorrow I'm going to be a better marketing director than I was today. And that is fucking badass, because I bet you and I know tons of people that aren't learning anything new. They're sticking to what they've been taught or what they've known for decades. They really don't think there's anything else they can learn. They get stuck in the mindset that, I've got this job down. I don't need to know anything else. No, I don't need to change any tactics. No, I don't need to add any more social icons to my email signature. No, I don't need to do any posts on this social media platform. No, I don't need to, you know, concentrate on my open rates and see what subject lines are getting the most clicks. No, I don't need to. Meanwhile, you got the up and comers, guys like, you know, me, guys and girls like you, that are just looking for that one tiny edge. And it's kind of like SEO. It's kind of like search engine optimization, where, you know, we implement all these small little things one at a time, and the next thing you know, we're on page one of Google in the top 5 search results, and nobody saw us coming. That's how you kind of have to play your skill sets. Work on them slow, work on them steady, but really dedicate some time and energy and find the love to learn it, because you're just building upon your existing skill set. You're making you a better you. You know what I'm saying? And there's tremendous value in that, and it shows. And your team will know it. The people that work next to you will know it. And, you know, it's very motivating too to work in a proactive versus proactive, reactive environment is really cool. When you're proactive, you know, you're leading the charge. You're attacking. When you're reactive, you're just defending and you're trying to catch up. Oh, so-and-so has come out with this. I better get on it. Or so-and-so just released this, and why aren't we doing that? You know, that's a reactive mindset. I like to be proactive and, hey, you know, I noticed there was a new update. Let me read what the new update is. Maybe they dropped the amount of, you know, like Instagram, for example. In order to do the swipe up feature to get like a link, you need 10,000 followers, right? Well, that wasn't always the case. And who knows? Maybe the next update, maybe they drop that down to 8,000. But if I don't read the update and I don't pay attention that it dropped to 8,000, I'm at 8,500 fans, but I'm still stuck in the 10,000 threshold mark, I just lost that knowledge that I could start implementing in my Instagram campaigns right away because I was just being lazy. You know, I got in that mindset of, I don't need to look into it anymore. I got to wait till I get to 10,000, however long that takes. You know, that's a task in itself. But the idea is be, you know, proactive, lead the charge and lead with yourself, because no one else is going to do this. No one else is really going to stick to the grind, you know, and find your grind time. For me, I know my grind time is like between 3:30 and 7:30 in the evening, in afternoon, evening. From 7 o'clock in the morning to, you know, 1 o'clock, I'm kind of useless. I'm kind of like a robot. I'm productive. I get things done, but it's more of like a follow up. It's more of like a cleanup on aisle six type of thing. My juices start flowing like around 2 o'clock, like 2:30, 3 o'clock. That's when I wake up, and that's when I'm like, man, okay, now I really want to hit the game hard. But what sucks is, you know, 5 o'clock rolls around, 6 o'clock rolls around, it's time to go home, and I lose that buzz, right? I lose that creative buzz in the commute home, which I'm doing right now, by the way. And so I only work about 20 minutes away from my office, but it can be a long 20 minutes. And when you get home, you're in a different environment and your mindset changes, and you may not want to invest in yourself. You may not want to be the hard charger that you were 20 minutes ago behind your desk, you know? So if you can, you know, some days I have that luxury of working remote where I can really capitalize on it, really, you know, knock one out of the park. And if you have that opportunity, you know, adjust your creative schedule, adjust your schedule to work around when you're most productive, and go for it, man, go for broke. So I kind of just want to leave you with that on investing in yourself, taking some courses. You know, I dropped a few resources. Udemy.com is definitely an awesome place to learn new things, and they always have sales, and you can find a ton of killer information. Thousands of people have given a lot of these lessons, ratings, you know, 4 or 5 stars, really, really good content, and it's $10, you know, $10. You got $10 to spend. And you know, you get like a cute little certificate at the end or what have you. But I tell you what, man, for $100, $100, for less than, you know, one community college class credit fee, for $100, you could take 10 classes in the same subject matter. And really, based on the quality of content that Udemy puts out, you can come out a fucking expert in something for $100. Now, these lessons, they're not short. They're not 30-minute lessons. You know, the last one, this SEO course I took, was about 9 hours. But it's there for you. You can always go back to it. They give you downloads, contents, PDF. And, you know, however you digest this content best, they have a way for you to do that. So check them out, and definitely check out Chris Smith. I think it's Calls with Chris. His earlier stuff in 2017 is really badass. He did a really cool trade show, you know, top 13 things to do at a trade show or something like that. That's the one that I discovered him on, and that was, he nailed it spot on. Anyway, that's today's rant. I hope it helped you out. And good luck, guys.